Please be seated. Today marks the beginning of our stewardship season for the coming year. Please hold your applause. Aren't you glad that you braved a tropical storm to be here for this? I truthfully don't apologize about talking about stewardship. It's about who we are. It's a big part of who we are. But I've told you now for 8 years that this is not my favorite time of the year. For me, it's a difficult time and it's a stressful time for a lot of different reasons, not the least of which being that I sometimes feel like I'm standing up here begging for a salary for the coming year. Not just for me, but for the wonderful people who are a part of our church staff, because a big part of a church budget is salaries. Salaries for the people who put together programs and ministries that help make us who we are. That's just a part of it. But I've also come to realize that I don't like this time of year because I've spent many more years sitting in the pews listening to stewardship sermons than I have standing up here giving them. So I think I probably either have heard it or said it all. And I guess the last reason, and probably the most important reason that I'm not a big fan of this time of year is that I don't think I have anything left to say when it comes to stewardship. When it comes to a theology of Christian stewardship, I think you either get it or you don't. But you have heard it all before. Stewardship is not about fundraising. It's not about meeting a budget. Stewardship to me is something that's very personal and intimate and frankly is between you and God. It's about learning to trust God and God's promises. It's about what we make as a priority in our life. It's a family value. But most importantly, I think it's a reflection of gratitude. Our own gratitude for how truly blessed we all are. And it's a commitment to truly live out the great commandment and the great commission. This is a great parish. This is a wonderful place. Some wonderful things are going on here. But the truth is, our church budget has been stagnant for probably the past 3 years. Actually, it's gone down just a little bit over the past 3 years. And I think that we have done a really good job of keeping within that budget. We've cut expenses. We've even cut salaries. We've cut some positions. We've done those things to keep us within a budget. And I'm not sure there's much more that we could cut without having to eliminate something. And I don't want to do that, and neither do you. So I guess my question for you this stewardship season is can you do a little more? Just a little bit more? Can you make what we do here a bigger priority for you and just do a little bit more? Because if we all did that, it would make all the difference in the world. And if you have pledged, but pledged the same amount year after year after year, thank you. But could you do a little more? We all know the cost of being increases every year. And while salary increases here have been rare to non-existent over the past few years, the cost of everything else increases, whether it's utilities or insurance or you just supplies, you name it. Stuff increases. So can you do a little bit more? Because if you do, that will make all the difference in the world. And finally, if you don't pledge, can you consider pledging this year? I know for some, they don't feel comfortable doing that. But it helps us plan. It helps us know what to expect in the coming year. And a pledge is not a contract. If something happens that you can't meet your pledge, that's okay. We're not going to send the pledge police after you. It's not like that. But it does help us plan. It helps us know what to expect in the coming year. And you may think that your pledge doesn't matter, that it's not enough to matter, but that is not true. Because it's what we all do together that makes the difference and makes us who we truly are. And if you could do that, It would make all the difference in the world. Now, I fully understand the irony of me standing up here and saying, please increase your pledge, after you've just heard a gospel lesson that said, Lord, increase our faith, and Jesus said, you got enough. Well, I think what's really important in this gospel lesson is for us to recognize, that what we have, no matter how ordinary we might think it to be, what we have when taken by God and blessed can become something pretty extraordinary. And imagine what God could do with just a little bit more from us. I invited our Wednesday evening group, we went over this gospel lesson, and I invited our Wednesday evening group to consider something. The gospel is about faith, and the apostles wanted to increase their faith, and I asked them to consider this past week. Think of the things that you have done, the good things that you have done that have mattered. It may be something ordinary. It may be something as an employer, an employee, a parent, a teacher, whatever. But just think of what you've done in the past week, knowing that it's been done by a lot of people in this room. And take that and put it on top of each other. Stack it up on top of each other. And before you know it, there's this huge mountain of good work that took place last week. And then I asked the group to imagine that if we subtracted that from the world, if those things didn't get done last week, the world would be a little bit grimmer a place. And then I asked them to consider that if we understood and recognized that the ordinary things that we do when blessed by God can become extraordinary things, and then we felt empowered to maybe do just a little bit more, imagine what the world could be like next week. And I invite you to do the same thing with your stewardship this year, with your pledges. You'll receive a pledge card in the mail, time and talent sheets, all the things we do for stewardship. Get acquainted with the pledge card. Become friends with the pledge card. Look at the time and talent sheet. Consider what you want to do. Discuss it with your family, especially with your kids. They need to know that this is an important part of their world too. Discuss it with them, then say a prayer. Say a prayer and complete the card and turn it back in. Because if we do that, it will make all the difference in the world. Can you do just a little bit more? And will you? God love you. Amen.